From the state capitol, the Florida Public Radio Network brings you Capitol Report.
The citizens, like Marjorie, were way out in front of the government, and so they were literally suing their own government, saying, you've got to start thinking about the impact of what you're doing.
Florida's Lieutenant Governor Buddy McKay. McKay attended a memorial service Thursday in Gainesville for environmentalist Marjorie Carr. Among other things, the environmental activist led the fight to kill the Cross Florida Barge Canal. The story tonight on Capitol Report. Good evening, I'm Ben Wilcox. Also on our program, a report on snowbirds, part-time residents who come to Florida in the winter, and commentary from Gainesville writer Shelley Fraser Mickle. That and more tonight on Capitol Report. Funeral services were held on Thursday for environmentalist Marjorie Carr. Carr died October 10th at the age of 82 after a long battle with emphysema. Carr is the Gainesville conservationist who initiated a successful campaign in the 1960s to kill the Cross Florida Barge Canal. She was laid to rest next to her husband, Archie Carr, the renowned sea turtle researcher who died in 1987. She was buried in a natural wood casket, and her service included readings from the Book of Genesis about the wonders of Eden and the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, who, like Marjorie Carr, loved nature. But it was the bumper sticker placed in the back window of the hearse at the church which best characterized how Marjorie Carr spent her last years. It read, "Free the Ocklawaha River." Most of the people who attended the service vowed to continue her fight. Donna Green Townsend reports.
A mother, a wife, feminine, elegant, caring, imaginative, creative, and persistent were all words used to describe the late Marjorie Carr. About 300 state dignitaries, family members, friends, and colleagues gathered at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Gainesville to not only remember Carr, but to celebrate her life. Among those, Lieutenant Governor Buddy McKay, who spoke of how, as a newly elected congressman in 1982, Marjorie Carr commanded his attention.
Less than a month after I had taken office, I was in Washington, and my secretary up there said, "There is a Mrs. Carr on the phone. She's from Gainesville, and she said she will be glad to hold."
McKay went on to fondly recall that first conversation he had with Carr.
And so she said, "Now, Buddy, do you remember that you committed to deauthorize the Cross Florida Barge Canal?" And I said, "Well, yes, I remember that very clearly, Marjorie. What have you been doing, Buddy?"
Carr encouraged McKay to personally visit 435 congressmen in 6 months. Everyone knows how the story finally turned out on the Cross Florida Barge Canal, but McKay says the story's much bigger and credits Marjorie Carr for playing a pivotal role in the environmental movement in the United States with her leadership in her group, Florida Defenders of the Environment.
When Marjorie Carr and Bill Partington and David Anthony and the group here organized Florida Defenders of the Environment and joined with the Environmental Defense Fund, there was no EPA, there was no NEPA, National Environmental Policy Act, and in many ways the citizens, like Marjorie, were way out in front of the government, and so they were literally suing their own government, saying, you've got to start thinking about the impact of what you're doing.
One of the environmentalists in attendance who was inspired by Marjorie Carr was John Hankinson. He's now regional administrator with the Environmental Protection Agency's Atlanta office. Prior to that, he worked with the St. John's River Water Management District, buying land for the Save Our Rivers program. And he was active in Florida Defenders of the Environment and the state legislature.
I'm really here out of my personal relationship with Marjorie Carr over the years. And she is clearly responsible for my commitment and involvement in environmental issues, and I think many people, including Carol Browner and others, feel that very strongly. She came along at a time when people were beginning to be aware of the need to protect the environment and take a scientific approach to making these decisions.
The congregation gathered for Marjorie Carr's memorial service looked much like a who's who of the state's current environmental leaders, all who credit her with dedicating her life to protect Florida's natural resources. Executive Vice President for the Florida Audubon Society, Charles Lee.
I think that above all, environmentalists in Florida will always remember Marjorie Carr as Our Lady of the Rivers. If it weren't for Marjorie's focus that rose from the state level and became a national campaign, rivers throughout America would not be nearly as well protected as they are today. The fight to save the Ocklawaha became the leading edge of a movement that crossed the country and involved rivers from one side of the coast to the other.
The current president of the group Marjorie Carr started, Florida Defenders of the Environment, is Allison Flournoy, who called Carr a true hero of our times.
And I think that's what so many people responded to in her life and her example. She dedicated herself to standing up, to say what she believed in, and to standing up to powerful, powerful people and institutions time and again, armed only with the truth. That rings home with many people.
After helping to kill the Cross Florida Barge Canal, Flournoy says Carr next spent her years trying to free the Ocklawaha River, which had been dammed as part of the now-defunct project. That battle continues today, and Flournoy says Carr's death will only make environmental supporters work harder to free the river.
Marjorie wanted to see the Ocklawaha River restored more than anything at the time that she died. Her death will certainly galvanize supporters around the state to see that this happens, and it happens quickly, not only as a tribute to her memory, but to the notion that we can, as citizens and as a state, make the right decision about the use of the environment.
Marjorie Carr's political efforts to free the Ocklawaha influenced musician and retired wildlife biologist Dale Kreider to write a song.
I wrote this song crying because I was caught up in this loss of a river, and it's called Dam of the Ocklawaha.
Oh, there won't be a gentle bone in old Ocklawaha when she frees her waters away. And they won't trap her again. In time she'll be the victor. Oh, that were true today. Oh, that were true today.
She was a wild river. And so I sort of had Marjorie Carr in mind. She was the inspiration for fighting against this dam and the barge canal. And she was very inspirational to me, and I had known her and met her and known of her concern. But I would like to do it because I can see Marjorie Carr.
Engineers will dam its last. Oh, there won't be a gentle bone in old Ocklawaha when she frees her waters away.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
In time she'll be the victor. Oh, that were true today. Oh, that were true today. Oh, that were true today.